Just got a few short readings, very short readings I want to share with you today. And the first one's in the Old Testament, it's in Isaiah chapter 7, and we'll read verses 10 to 14. Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 14. And the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as hell or as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin is with child and shall bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel." In Micah chapter 5, and just the one verse there, Micah chapter 5 verse 2, we read, "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient of days." And finally, Romans chapter 15. Again, just one verse. Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. The Apostle Paul writes, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope." Amen. Now, I don't know about you, if you're frustrated when Christmas suddenly appears in the shops far, far too early in the year. I was going to say that gets me frustrated and annoyed a little bit, but that's probably not really true, because I don't have the shopping gene, and so I miss all of that. But the Christmas decorations, one of my friends posted on Facebook a photograph of the first Christmas tree that she'd seen, and it was back in the early days of November. I think that's taking it a little bit too far. But we cannot read the story of Christmas too early. There is no time limit on the Christmas story. It's a shame, perhaps, that we tend to bracket the Christmas story into these few weeks leading up to Christmas. It's a story which is timeless. It's a story which is wonderful, and which we should be enjoying at any time and at every time. I've read a couple of extracts from the Old Testament here. As we get into Christmas, and as the Christmas lessons are read, what we see in these early chapters of the Gospels when we read the Christmas story, it astonishes and amazes, but frequently, very frequently, in the Christmas story, the author will pause and he'll say, whatever he has just said happened in fulfillment of the Scriptures, or according to the Scriptures, or as it was foretold, or as was prophesied. And we find time and time and time again in the Scriptures, when it's sharing the Christmas story, that all of these things happened in fulfillment of the Old Testament Scriptures. I've read just two very brief extracts from the Old Testament this morning, one in Isaiah and one in Micah, and both of these look forward. Many, many hundreds of years, they look forward to the coming of Christ, his birth at Bethlehem. These predictions of the coming of Christ, of the birth of Christ, of the life of Christ, and ultimately of the death of Christ, these predictions tend to fall into two different types of prediction. There are those predictions which it is possible, it is just about conceivable, that someone could orchestrate things in their life so that these things might come to pass. But there's another class of prophecy, another class of Old Testament prediction, which is completely and utterly impossible for any individual to bring about by their own efforts. And so I suppose it is conceivable, although highly unlikely, it is conceivable that someone could order their life in such a way that they are clearly a threat to the Roman authorities, so that they might be arrested and so that ultimately they might experience punishment under the Roman methods of punishment. That's just about conceivable. It is possible, highly unlikely. But how does any individual orchestrate being born in a particular location? A little backwater town in Judah, Bethlehem. How does that person orchestrate being born in a particular lineage in accordance with the scripture? That is impossible for any individual to bring about by their own efforts. And so we have a whole range of prophecies fulfilled in the life of the Lord Jesus. And in totality, when we look at